Today on Rock in the Suburbs, I talk with a really nice guy, and I'm not just saying that. I am back with more interviews from the Forecastle Festival in Louisville, Kentucky. That took place a couple of weeks ago, and I took along the little handy recording unit, mobile recording unit, Suburbs Pod mobile recording unit, and was able to sit down with some really interesting musicians. And today you're going to hear my conversation with Ron Gallo. I'm Jim Linehan. Patrick Foster is still off on vacation. I assume he's terribly sunburned by now, but he will be back soon. A little bit about Ron Gallo first. First of all, he's friends with the guys from White Reaper, who you just heard the last couple of days. He was on tour with them before, and at Forecastle, he made a point during his set of telling the crowd that White Reaper was going to be playing on a different stage a little bit later in the day and encouraging everyone to go check them out. And then during the White Reaper set, they made a point of saying that Ron Gallo was there, kind of standing off to the side of the stage, and then the camera focused on him and put him on the big screens that are along the side of the stage. So that was really cool. I just really like Ron Gallo's music a lot. I just discovered him last year, but he had a history before that of playing in a band called the Toy Soldiers in Philadelphia, and that was kind of a roots Americana kind of band. But it's his solo work, starting with last year's debut called Heavy Meta, that really grabs you. It's just some brilliant garage rock. I mean, I guess you'd say it's kind of punk. It's kind of really more proto-punk, I would say. And I mentioned, you know, garage rock has some elements of, like, you know, the Nuggets sort of bands from the 60s. And I think there's also some art rock in there too. There's definitely something behind the music. You really listen to it and get into the lyrics. There's something smart happening there. It works on a lot of different levels, which is why I really like his music. And I got a chance to see him perform at Forecastle, and it was a real treat because they're the kind of performers who you can tell just really love music and believe in the power of music, but at the same time, don't really take themselves too seriously as artists. And that's really fun to see. I mentioned Ron Gallo's debut solo album was Heavy Meta, came out last year. This year, he released what he calls a concept EP. It has 8 songs all about the music business, as it were. It's called Really Nice Guys. And if you get a chance, you know, check out the album art online, because it in itself is a comment on the music business in that it has markdown stickers incorporated into the art. It's really funny. All right, so let's get at it. Here's the interview with Ron Gallo. Ron Gallo, thanks for joining us here on the podcast.
Thanks for having me here now.
Here now. So yeah, we were just talking with White Reaper, and you know those guys. They gave you a shout out.
The twins, yes.
They're really nice guys.
Yeah, they are really nice guys, but also an amazing band.
They are an amazing band.
And I love them dearly.
So not the kind of band you were talking about in the song, Really Nice Guys.
No, definitely not a part of the song subject.
So tell us about that song.
It really stems from the conversation that everybody ends up having when they see a band that wasn't very good, but they were good humans.
Yeah.
So I was the opening band. Oh, they're really nice guys. Like, to just avoid saying that the music was pretty rough.
Right.
And then I realized that that's what everybody says. And so I, like, wrote the song down in 5 seconds, and then it came about. So...
They're really nice guys, but when they start playing, I wanna rip out my eyes.
And the song kind of takes on its own life on stage, right?
Yeah, it's a disaster. We kind of become what we're talking about, and we are what we're talking about. But I don't know. It's like, I like to break down that, whatever that wall may be between audience and what we do. And I think that that happens a lot in that song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are not used to seeing a band intentionally fuck up.
Right.
And I think it's important.
Well, yeah. What I think is great about that is that the people who know the song are going to get the joke.
Right.
But the people who don't just think, you know, something something went wrong.
Oh, my
right?
God. This is a total disaster. These guys are terrible. Remember that band we saw where the drummer threw the stick up there and he didn't catch it and the guy missed his solo and he read something off of a paper? These guys are idiots.
Right.
I could probably play that festival next year if those guys are playing.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
It's fun. It's all in good fun.
It's meta in a way, right? Yeah.
As we're known to do.
Well, I want to ask you about that. Right. Because, well, first of all, so the EP that you just put out, the Really Nice Guys EP, I love the cover. And in that,
you
know, you have a lot of fun with that too, because, you know,
the
it
whole
has
thing,
like
yeah.
it has like markdown stickers, yeah. you know, on there and all of that.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun. Too much
one.
Fun.
Yeah.
I can't believe a record label put that out.
I know.
It's insane.
I was thinking about that too. Like back in the day when vinyl records or CDs or whatever were the dominant distribution, you wouldn't have been able to get away with that because it would cause confusion in the retail marketplace, right? But nowadays, record stores get it and
freedom.
They're going to be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But the whole album is about, you know, music, performing music, recording music, being around other musicians,
yep.
that kind of thing. Was that something you just you had to get out of your system or something?
Yeah, kind of. It's funny when you start like kind of what we've done over the last year and a half, you become like this quote unquote professional touring musician. And most of your life is kind of dominated by that role that you play.
Yeah.
What you do, your job, whatever you want to say. So I just think that it's funny the disconnect between the image of this character that you are cultivating and creating in other people's minds. And then it sort of becomes your identity, but it has literally nothing to do with who you are. And that's just a very weird juxtaposition for me. It's really just not serious. A lot of people, none of this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that anybody pursues is serious. And so that's where it really stems from, is kind of like, let's look at all we've done and been doing in this new pursuit that we're kind of just been thrown into and like genuinely laugh at ourselves in the context of it, because it makes it way more digestible. Yeah, just like, you know, continuously lifting that veil, I think.
Well, that's sort of, you know, what I get from that record, and also in a bit watching you perform today, is that you seem to know that on one hand, there's something truly great about music and being able to create and have people connect with that, but there's also kind of a ridiculousness to the sort of going, you know, sort of the act of it sometimes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a thin line between, yeah, like the meaningful parts of music and then also the absurdity of doing it professionally or even just playing on a stage in front of people. It's all really weird. But ultimately it's like why we all love music is because of very specific moments where it hit us in a certain way, or we laughed at something, or mm-hmm. it just, you know, you're driving down the road and just the right song at the right time. I mean, it's all about moments. So in the show, I think a lot of that stuff, the absurdity of it, I guess, is keeping it in the moment. So people don't like, there's really no time for people to like glaze over it during the set.
Right.
And for us too.
Right.
There's no time for like, oh, we're just, here we are playing the songs again.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, you're working on figuring it out, right?
I never will. It's great.
Okay. And also on that EP, too, you even have, like, one of the tracks is recreating a conversation between musicians at a supermarket, right?
Yeah.
Ron. What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
How you doing? Good, man. Good to see you. What's going on?
Good to see you, too. Just grabbing some groceries.
Yeah? When'd you get back in town?
We got back 2 days ago.
Nice.
Tuesday morning.
How was the run? It was good, man. We had a really good run, good crowds, good time. How about you? What have you been up to? Have you guys been recording or touring?
Yeah, no, we actually just got a... We were just on the road for a little bit, and that went really well. We got back. We got a single due out, like, next week, so we've just been working a lot on that.
Oh, nice. I love to hear it.
Yeah.
Are you guys playing in town anytime soon?
Yeah, I actually think we're going to be down at the 5 spot on, I think, Wednesday.
All right, nice. I will...
Just come on by.
Yeah, I'll try my best to
I could probably get you on the list or something.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah, that actually helps a lot. Yeah.
So you moved to Nashville. So is that just something that you just encounter in real life?
Every single day.
Yeah.
You have that exact same word-for-word conversation when you go to the store. You run into somebody on the sidewalk. Dude, like, and that's why that track exists, is because we were all so familiar with having that conversation in our daily lives that we just set a microphone up and we just did it improv.
Oh, okay.
Because we were so, like... It becomes so hilarious when you realize that it's the same thing with the song Really Nice Guys, like looking at the reality of it and what happens and then just kind of like recreating it. And it's all the time. Dude, so how you've been on the road, you've been recording? Like, it's just the musician small talk. It's so exhausting.
How long have you been in Nashville?
A little over 2.5 years.
Okay. Yeah. And I take it the conversations weren't like that in Philadelphia?
Not as much, because Nashville's like 95% of the people I know are involved in the music industry. It's just that kind of town. And in Philly, at least there was more of an eclectic group of what people did. So it's, you could talk on a more just a human level, like, oh, hey, man, how's life? You know, it happened less.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I find ironic, I guess, or interesting is when you were in Philly, you're in what people would describe as more like a roots band.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Nashville and now you're more like a garage band, garage rock band, that kind of thing. So what is your thought process on that?
I guess that location has nothing to do with anything. It's just tastes, really. I mean, you know, my roots are in South Jersey punk and hardcore music.
Okay.
That was high school for me. Playing in punk bands, you know, going to hardcore shows and doing that whole thing. And then I went to college, and then it was like I got into like garage kind of stuff. Like I was in like a garage duo. And then for some reason, maybe some weird crisis I was having, I got really into like American roots music. And it started to influence my band at the time. And then I don't know. I guess just life happened and I realized what I was identifying with. And then I almost kind of like went back to my roots a little bit and felt more at home there. Kind of finding myself in it, in the freakishness of that, which is really me, not like being subdued, I think. So that was kind of like hand in hand with going off on my own, making music under my name. So location irrelevant, I guess.
That was part one of the interview with Ron Gallo. You're going to hear part two tomorrow, where he's going to talk about some specific songs. Please listen, of course, every day. You can find our show on all the big podcast platforms. Please rate and review Rock in the Suburbs on Apple Podcasts /iTunes. And, you know, if you've seen Ron Gallo or like his music or don't like his music, email us and tell us your thoughts, rock@suburbspod.com, or call and leave a message and we'll get your voice on an upcoming show, 612-440-1984. Or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, all of those at Suburbs Pod. All right, Patrick Foster, still on vacation. I'll be with you again with more of the Ron Gallo interview tomorrow. This is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan, and I will talk to you tomorrow. We'll
La 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 la. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey. Hey.
Is that like a demo? Should I send that to you later?
Yes. Can I forget it already. Can you send me the melody?
Absolutely.
Thank you.